How do you deal with inquiries and complaints on your website? When people contact you, where does the email go? Who deals with it? How quickly do they deal with it? What's the process for dealing with it? It's the kind of issue that often gets forgotten in the kind of rush to get a website live or the lack of resources of actually running the website. But they're really important issues to deal with. And it's actually something that I tackle in the Website Owner's Manual in Chapter 7 when I'm talking about accessibility. But it doesn't just apply to accessibility. It applies to all kinds of inquiries and complaints about your website. So basically, you need to ask yourself four questions. Who is responsible for dealing with complaints? If it's not clearly defined who deals with complaints or inquiries or feedback, they often remain unanswered. If the user doesn't receive a response because nobody saw it as their job, they're likely to get frustrated, or if they're actually complaining, maybe even going as far as litigation. But you basically need to have somebody who's responsible for dealing with these emails and feedback. How quickly your organisation will respond to this kind of email is also another important thing to establish. The person responsible for responding to feedback and complaints often has other responsibilities. And an email from somebody, especially if they're angry about something, doesn't come high on your list of priorities, because basically you don't want to face it. To ensure a quick response, set targets internally for responding to any kind of inquiry. This will prevent emails from being forgotten if there are set in stone targets. And that applies not just to complaints, but inquiries as well. I remember we did some work for a travel agency a while back where actually the manager would receive a notification if his sales staff don't respond to an inquiry by a certain date after the inquiry has been submitted. Number three is the process of addressing the email or complaint. This is probably more particularly relevant to complaints. What happens if a complaint is received? Who estimates the amount of work to fix the problem or bug that's been highlighted? Who signs off on that expenditure? Who is contacted if legal advice is required? These are the kinds of questions that should be answered, and you should have a clear idea of that kind of thing. Because there will be bugs and there will be problems with your website. Things will go wrong and they will need addressing. So you need a clear path for addressing those things. And finally, what do you do if an email can't be addressed for whatever reasons? Sometimes a user will request something, a feature or or a bug that needs fixing or a complaint they've got, and you're not able to for whatever reason. Perhaps it can't be fixed from a technical point of view, or perhaps the cost is prohibitive. In such cases, you need to make a decision about how you're going to respond. It's very tempting to just ignore the email, but that really doesn't build the relationship and give a good customer experience. What you need to be doing instead is responding and engaging with the person that emailed. Ask them if they have got any ideas about how the issue could be resolved, and talk honestly about their request and their ideas and all of the rest of it, and maybe offer them alternative methods of getting to that information. So maybe there's a piece of information that you don't have on your website, but if they ring a phone number, they can get the help there, or whatever else. So try and work with people, offering them compromises rather than just ignoring them. So this whole area of dealing with inquiries and complaints and feature suggestions is so important, and yet so often it's ignored. Now's the time for you to sit down and work out what your policy is on stuff like this.